Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Thursday, May 4. Coming up, Lower House approves amendments to Public Debt Management Act, strawberry cultivation program to get underway, and Education Ministry commits to capacity building for teachers. The news in detail after this message.
Residents of Outerius, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation invites you to the first Hope for Jamaica Town Hall meeting with Prime Minister the Most Honorable Andrew Holness on Thursday, May 4 at 6 p.m. at the Outerius High School, Milford Road, Outerius. Come and hear the government's plans for building a prosperous Jamaica. That's the first Hope for Jamaica Prime Minister's Town Hall in Outerius at Outerius High School, Thursday, May 4 at 6 p.m. Brought to you by the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Building a prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. The House of Representatives on Wednesday approved amendments to the Public Debt Management Act, PDMA. The bill was passed with 5 amendments, making certain provisions more consistent with international and local standards. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says the changes were necessary in order to improve operational efficiency and effectiveness of debt management.
The PDMA, while providing a framework for the overall management of the public debt, does not address the operational aspects of debt management. The proposed amendments will therefore seek to be more detailed, specific, and be more flexible while still remaining consistent with the Act, thereby conferring better outcomes to the provisions of the Act.
The amendments will also provide guidelines regarding the main roles, functions, and responsibilities of the operational bodies governed under the Act, including the units of the debt management branch. The government is to roll out a strawberry cultivation program over the next 2 months as part of efforts to meet the demands of the tourism sector. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the implementation follows a successful pilot project in St. Andrew.
Jamaica must be able to provide strawberries for all the hotels that we have on this island. The market is big and they have to import. And since we can grow it here, let us go and plant it.
Mr. Hutchinson was addressing farmers attached to the Thompson Town Achievers Benevolent Society in Clarendon recently. In the meantime, a Scotch bonnet pepper project will be rolled out in a few weeks and will see farmers being provided with seedlings. The Universal Service Fund, USF, has provided a $14.5 million grant for the purchase of 31 computers for the Institute of Jamaica's Junior and Cultural Centers. This in an effort to provide greater access to information and communications technology, ICT, for its users. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the government, through the USF, aims to achieve a system-wide enhancement of administration and education through technology.
If we are not able to communicate using technological means, if we do not prepare our citizens, our society, then we will be left behind. It is imperative for us that we create that environment that will allow us to develop what we term as our knowledge-based society. We believe that we need to start at the level of the youth. And the 3 centers that are being supported through the Universal Service Fund is geared towards us achieving that objective.
The computers were distributed among the Institute's 3 centers, East Street and Greater Portmore Junior Centers and the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has committed to increasing its investment in the capacity building of teachers and school administrators to improve student performance. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says model lessons will be developed and made available as video recordings to be used for training purposes. Meanwhile, the ministry on Wednesday published the grade 4 literacy and numeracy test results for the first time in 5 years. The results were published in the country's 2 major newspapers as well as on the ministry's website.
This government is serious about the nation seeing, discussing and supporting education and being very transparent, and so the results will be made available. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information will therefore continue to invest in building teacher capacity in an effort to improve teaching quality so that focus is placed on the development of concepts and skills, the focus of the national standards curriculum, so that mastery learning is facilitated.
Minister Reid adds that the Education Ministry will continue to provide support through the grade 4 mock examinations, which will help in identifying and addressing gaps in the teaching and learning process. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.